Welcome to Wonderville. I'm Mayor Zadok, and we're happy to have you here today.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I was talking to the people listening.
I'm the only one standing here.
Exactly, but they're the ones listening. Wonder what's going on in that construction site over there.
Why don't you read the sign and you'll see?
Great idea, Billy.
It's Bobby!
Looks like it says Larrabee Construction. Oh my!
What?
I can't believe it!
What?
I forgot what I was gonna say.
You were talking about what's being built over there by Larrabee Construction!
You're right, I was. But now I don't remember what I was reading. I lost my focus.
Oh, that's not good. You should always keep your focus. Then we'll know what they're building over at the Larrabee construction site.
That's right, Billy.
It's Bobby. You're losing focus again.
You're right. Maybe I need to tell you the story about... Wait a minute. I don't remember what story it is. I lost my focus again. Wait a second. I just got it. That's right. I'm gonna tell you the story all about Joel and the time he really lost focus and spaced out.
I can't wait to hear about it!
Me neither. So let's jump into this adventure right now. And remember, here in Wonderville, adventure is right around the corner.
There seems to be no sign of aliens. But do I dare remove my breathing helmet, as I'm not sure this planet supports the oxygen we breathe on Earth? I know that Mission Control wants me to find and capture the alien species and bring them back to Earth for further research. The only problem is that I can't seem to find any sign of alien life anywhere.
Mission Control to Joel. Mission Control to Joel.
Maybe if I search over there, behind that crater, I'll find something.
Mission Control to Joel, do you copy? Captain Joel, do you hear me?
Joel? Joel, do you hear me?
Oh, sorry, Dad. I didn't see you there.
I said it was 5 minutes until the bus gets here. Better stop spacing out and start focusing.
No problem, Dad. I'll be down in 15 minutes.
The bus gets here in 5 minutes. Hurry up. Stay focused.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I made the bus in time. Whew. Had to run it there for the last 30 seconds, but I made it. Hey, Fuzz, what's going on? Hey, Joel, what's new, man? Oh, not much. Just got this new book for reading class that I'm really excited to read. That is exciting, but more exciting than a new book. Have you tried the new banana soda over at Pizza Funnies yet?
Oh, yep. Banana soda is the best. Hey, Joel.
Hey, Corwin.
But you know what? Yep. I sure do enjoy a nice glass of lemonade.
Oh, no, Corwin. You know what happens when you drink lemonade. You get really hyper and go crazy.
Yeah, I do. And because I know I get hyper, I know that I need to learn self-control. And self-control is important. It's a fruit of the spirit.
You know what else is a fruit? Bananas. And hey, Joel, do you like banana soda? Have you tried it? Do you like it? Hey, Joel!
Hey, Joel. I repeat, Space Captain Joel, this is Mission Control. Do you copy?
Yes, Mission Control. I hear you loud and clear. over.
Have you had any luck finding the alien species?
I haven't had any luck in this zone. I'm looking to travel towards a different sector on the planet and see if I can improve my luck.
Here at Mission Control, we think that is a great idea. Remember, Space Captain Joel, it is of the greatest importance that you retrieve the alien species. The fate of the entire world depends on you getting an alien from that species. Only you can do this, Space Captain Joel. Nobody else on the entire planet. Do you understand?
I understand, Mission Control, and I won't let you down. I have arrived safely at the new sector, Mission Control, and I will begin my routine search. Over and out. Hey, Joel, what do you mean new sector? This is the same old school we always go to.
Yep. And who or what is Mission Control?
Is that a new video game that's coming out for Christmas? Or maybe my birthday? Oh, sorry guys. I must have been daydreaming or spacing out. But I'll see you guys later in class.
Everybody out. We's here at school so y'alls can learn your 823s and your 1BCs.
I don't think he meant to say it that way. But hey, Joel, you never answered the question. Do you like banana soda? Joel!
Yep. He ran out of the bus in a hurry.
Oh, I don't know where he's running to in such a hurry, but I bet it's not to go collect ants.
All right, class. Settle down. Quit being wild, everybody.
But nobody was even being wild, Mrs. Simons.
We don't need anybody getting wild and crazy here, Fuzz. So don't get any of your wild and crazy ideas.
I don't even have any wild or crazy ideas. I'm excited to read my new book for reading class.
Enough of your shenanigans, Fuzz. This is reading class, and in reading class we read books. We don't do shenanigans. And then, after 30 minutes, class, of your reading time, we're gonna get our desks in a circle, and we're gonna discuss one person at a time what they read and why they chose that book. Okay? We'll begin when the bell rings.
Yep. Miss Simons, the bell rang 5 minutes ago.
Well, since they're not going to ring the bell or anything, you might as well just start your reading time now.
Yep, that's what we're going to do now, Miss Simons.
All right, read your books quietly.
Psst, hey, Joel, yep. What do you got to read?
Oh, it's this super great long book called War and Peace. I'm gonna try to read it in 30 minutes.
Whoa, yep. That's crazy. How many pages does it have?
More than 1,200 pages. And it has zero pictures. What are you reading, Corwin?
Oh, yep. I picked up a new flying wheel comic all about the explorations of space.
Space! That's it! Aliens don't just sit around planets all day, staring at the big, vast darkness. They explore space! I've been looking at this all wrong. I need to get back into my shuttlecraft and fly around the planet. That will give me better luck in finding these alien species. Come in, Mission Control. I read you loud and clear.
We see that you are getting into your space shuttle. We have spotted an alien spaceship not too far from where you are now.
All right, Mission Control. I'm in the spaceship, and I'm flying towards the alien spacecraft. Wait! Wait just a minute! The alien appears to be making some sort of audio first contact.
Space Captain Joel, Space Captain Joel, what did the alien species say?
He said that he is willing to come back to Earth with me and help us in our stressful time of need.
This is great news, Captain Joel. You have saved the day.
There's just one slight, small problem that the alien told me about.
What is the problem?
All right, class, put your books down and get your desks in a large circle. It's time to discuss what we read. And no shenanigans out of you, Fuzz. I wasn't even doing anything!
Psst, hey, Joel, how many pages did you read?
Oh, only one. And in fact, I never even got past the first page. I guess I kinda spaced out.
Well, looks like Joel is having big problems with being focused. You know, it can be hard to stay focused and not always pay attention.
Yeah, kinda like the Mr. Larrabee construction sign.
That's right, I do wonder what they're building over there.
Just read the sign.
I'd like to, but a cat just walked by. Hi there, kitty.
You really need to stay focused, Mr.
Oh, there goes that cat again.
Like I said, you need to stay focused.
You're right, I do. And so did Joel. He was always spacing out and not staying focused. You know, there's a Bible verse that tells us that we need to keep our minds set on things that are important and not go spacing out.
Where's that Bible verse?
You know what, Tommy?
It's Billy!
I can't seem to think about where that Bible verse is mentioned. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of spacing out. Kind of just like Joel. Well, maybe we need to get back to that adventure and see if Joel ever focuses.
I wonder if you'll ever focus.
Well, as they say in Wonderville, adventure is
right around the corner!
That's right. Let's get back to the adventure now. Hey, Joel. How is school today? Joel?
Oh, sorry, Dad. I was just sitting here watching TV. I wasn't really being focused.
Yeah, that seems to be the problem lately. It's important to stay focused, Joel. It's important to stay focused. Stay focused.
Stay focused.
Stay focused with us, Joel. What seems to be the problem? What are you encountering?
Well, the alien species told me that we would come across an asteroid field.
What asteroid field is it? Some asteroid fields are friendly and cause us no harm.
Yes, but this is the dangerous asteroid field called the Tolstoy asteroid field.
Oh no, not the Tolstoy asteroid field. Many, many spacecrafts have blown up to smithereens going through that asteroid field.
Yes, the alien told me that sometimes the asteroid field can be easy to navigate through and be very peaceful, and other times the asteroid field can be filled with devastation and almost warlike atmospheres. The Tolstoy asteroid belt is either war or peace.
All right, Space Captain Joel, while navigating through the asteroid field, I'm going to need you to stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused.
Joel, did you hear anything I just told you? You gotta stay focused, buddy. I mean, come on. You keep I don't know. You keep spacing out. You have to stay focused, Joel. Do you understand why it's important? If not, your mind will wander off to who knows where.
You're right, Dad. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you, Joel. Please, now stay focused. Your mom asked you to set the table. It's almost time for dinner. Do you think you can set the table?
There's no time! What do you mean there's no time? There's no time! There's no time!
There's no time.
There's no time! There's no time, Mission Control! We are coming in for a crash landing! I don't know if we're gonna make it!
Space Captain Joel, we need you to land safely! We need the alien species intact! We need you to stay focused! The entire world depends on you staying focused!
I don't know if I can do that! I don't know! The asteroid belt! The gravitational pull! It's too much! It's too much! It's too much! We're coming in for a crash landing! My dishes! Joel!
Alright, Joel. I've had enough. Why can't you just stay focused?
I don't know, Dad. It's just my mind wanders. It thinks of things. It spaces out. I don't know. It just... It happens. I'm sorry you're mad, Dad. I'm sorry about the dishes. It's okay, Joel. It's just we need you to stay focused. I understand that things can distract you from time to time. But Joel, you need to set your mind on things that are important, not just not important things.
I know, Dad. I was reading about that in my devotion the other day, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. I can never remember, Joel. Is Colossians in the Old or New Testament?
It's in the New Testament.
That's right. I was just quizzing you.
Sure, Dad. I was. Honest.
But what does Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 tell us?
It tells us to set our minds on godly things, not just on worldly things, so we're able to maneuver through life's temptations and desires that pull us away from Him, helping us to refocus our mind so we can better focus on God rather than just random things around us.
Oh! Exactly, Joel. We're supposed to focus on the good things and not get distracted. We're supposed to focus on the things that are important to God, not just important to us.
So like when I'm setting the table, I should focus on doing those things rather than
whatever it is you're thinking in your head.
You're right. I need to do a better job of staying focused and keeping my eyes and mind on what God wants rather than what I want. That's going to help me to be spaced out no more.
That's right, Joel. Now come, help me set up the table and pick up all this glass. But be careful. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
Okay, Dad.
Are your teeth brushed?
Yes, Mom.
Are you all ready for bed?
Yes, Dad.
Did you read your Bible and do your devotions?
Yes, I did.
Great. Now you can have 10 minutes of screen time.
Woohoo! 10 whole minutes! That's exciting! Can I have just a little bit more time, please?
Okay, 5 more minutes.
How about 35 more minutes?
Don't press your luck. You're lucky you got the extra 5 minutes. Just say thank you.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
We love you. Good night, son.
We love you.
Love you too, Mom.
All right, I'm going to close the door. Enjoy your night. Love you.
All right, 15 minutes of screen time to play some games before bed.
Excellent work, Commander Joel. You have rescued the alien and brought him here safely. Wonderful crash landing. You landed it successfully.
Thanks, Mission Control. It was all in a day's work. But I do have one question. Why was finding this alien species so important? Why did we need to get him here so badly?
Because the alien species said it had a new secret ingredient for pizza.
For pizza? Wow!
Sure does seem like Joel learned the importance of staying
focused!
That's right, Bobby. We all need to learn the importance of staying focused. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2 reminds us that we need to set our minds on the important things that God wants us to focus on. You know, sometimes it can be easy to get distracted while brushing your teeth or getting dressed in the morning to get ready to go to school. But remember to keep our minds on task. And remember, God would want us to stay focused. And if God wants us to stay focused, we definitely, definitely, definitely,
say it one more time,
definitely should stay focused. Well, it looks like more construction is going on over there.
I wonder what they are building.
Hello, my name is Mr. Larrabee, and I see you've taken quite the interest in my construction site. Well, I'm building something amazing, but I won't tell you what it is, because you don't need to know what it is. It is my building, not your building. Now go away.
Well, Billy, looks like we need to get out of here. You know what they say here in Wonderville? Adventure is right around the corner.
He wasn't very nice at all, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Fuzz, no more of your shenanigans. I'm not even doing anything.